Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10. This is chapter 14 entitled Brahma's Prayers to Lord Krishna, text 13. Jagat trayan to dadi sampla vodhe. Narayanasyo dara nabinalat. Vinirgato yas Tviti vana vaimirsha. Kintva vishvara tvana vinir gatosmi. And the word for word. Jagatraya. Of the three worlds. Anta, in the dissolution, Udadi, of all the oceans, Samplava, of the total deluge, Uday, in the water, Narayanasya, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, Udara, growing from the abdomen, Nabi, from the navel, Nalad, out of the lotus stem, Vinirgataha, came out, Aja, Brahma, to, indeed, iti, thus speaking, Vag, the words, na, are not, vai, certainly, Mrisha, false, kintu, thus, Ishvara, O Lord, Tvat, from you, na, not, Vinirgata, specifically emanated, Asmi, am I. You can repeat the translation some words at a time. Beautiful praise by Lord Brahma. My dear Lord,
it is said
that when
the three planetary systems
are merged into the water
at the time of dissolution,
your plenary portion,
Narayana,
lies down
on the water,
gradually
a lotus flower
grows from his navel and Brahma
takes birth
upon that lotus flower. Certainly,
these words
are not false. Thus am I
not born
from you.
Purport.
With one line also in the purport from Srila Prabhupada. Although every living being is a child of God, Lord Brahma here makes a special claim because he takes birth on a lotus flower that emanates from the navel of Narayana, the personality of Godhead. Ultimately, all living beings are equally expansions of the transcendental body of the Supreme Lord. But Brahma has an intimate relationship with the Lord because of the activities of universal creation. And so he uses the prefix vi in the word vinirgata to beg the Lord's special mercy. Lord Brahma is called Aja because he is not born from any mother, but rather emanates directly from the body of the Lord. As Srila Prabhupada states in Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, quote, "It is naturally concluded that the mother of Brahma is Narayana. On these grounds, Lord Brahma is requesting special forgiveness for his offenses." Om Ajnana Timirandasya Ajnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Several years ago, I happened to be hearing a wonderful, amazing class by one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples in Juhu in Mumbai. I forget his name right now. And he was explaining that at one time Srila Prabhupada was very, very sick in Los Angeles. And practically speaking, he was like having a constant care from his personal servant. So the leaders at that time, you know, the sannyasis, the GBC members and other temple, leading temple presidents, they decided to meet with Srila Prabhupada because of his, you know, failing health. And they were hesitant also to like tell Srila Prabhupada what to do. Because after all, Srila Prabhupada is your guru. You know? You don't tell your guru what to do. In that, they were hesitant in that mood. However, Srila Prabhupada is You know, he's super aware of people's feelings, what to speak of his disciples. It cannot be imitated, actually. He's super aware of how they feel. So before they could say anything, Srila Prabhupada said, you know, in a very slow, soft voice, he told his disciples who came to meet him, is that, you know, I am not your guru. I am your father. So the children can always say something to the father to take care of the father. And immediately the disciples, they felt very much at ease that, you know, this is our father and we are his children. So we should take care of the father. Then Srila Prabhupada said, you know, he says, what is it? What is it? What is it? Like that. So one of the disciples who was a spokesman for the others, I said, Srila Prabhupada, you know, your health is failing. So it is better that you stop initiating for a while. Because you did mention to us that because those who are initiated, they are not really following nicely, and as a result, it's impacting on your health to become failing health. Srila Prabhupada says, yes, that is true. But they kind of persisted with Srila Prabhupada, as sons and daughters would persist with in taking care of the father's health, in that nice mood of a family situation, not just the formality of disciple and guru. Yeah. And then Srila Prabhupada said, anything else? Srila Prabhupada, we have a request that, like we said, that if you stop initiating for a while, then your health will become better. So he asked, why? And they said, well, you know, you're initiating, say, 50 devotees, but another 20 are leaving, you know? Because in the line of Lord Chaitanya, you take risks to spread Krishna consciousness. That's given in Nectar of Devotion by Srila Prabhupada. You take risks. And this is major risks. Then Srila Prabhupada, then when they said that, that's devotees are leaving, and when they leave, the practice of Krishna consciousness obviously is not following the regulated principles, and as a result, it impacts on Srila Prabhupada's health. Then when Srila Prabhupada was silent for some moments, and then he just said these words. He said, at least I know they are not eating meat. At least I know that they are not eating meat. So that like impacted the devotees. In a year, Srila Prabhupada, practically speaking, with poor health, and can move a little bit but with support and assistance, and he still has a connection with those who have left Krishna consciousness and left his service. How does he know, at least I know that they are not eating meat? So here, Brahma is begging forgiveness from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, begging for Krishna's compassion. But in this instance, when those disciples, because they are still considered disciples, because Prabhupada is keeping the connection, at least they are not eating meat. They wouldn't even come and beg forgiveness. They wouldn't even come and beg. At least Brahma is doing the decent thing, the cultural thing, beg for forgiveness. They wouldn't even come. And yet Srila Prabhupada is not forgiving them. Srila Prabhupada is keeping the connection and giving them hope and seeing them, the good things of them, seeing the nice things, seeing that before they joined, they were eating meat. But after they joined, at least they're not eating meat. At least they're making some progress. He kept and keeps that connection. It's different from Brahma begging for forgiveness, and Krishna is kind of considering it still now. But yeah, you don't have to even beg forgiveness from Srila Prabhupada. And he will just give you hope. Hope against hope he will give you. Please come back. Yeah. Are you chanting japa? So take your hand out of your bead bag. So, one of those devotees who were there, he was distributing books in the airport in Chicago. Nice name. O'Hare Airport, right? O'Hare. Right? Chicago Airport. What's his name?
Sir?
The airport name of Chicago. O'Hare. O'Hare Airport. So he was distributing books after some days, like that. And while he was distributing books, he went past the man with like a big beard. You know? But he just caught his eyes. And then he backtracked a little bit. Prabhu. You know? It was a devotee who left. But big beard, he caught him in his, the eyes can never, you know, you can never deceive with the eyes. Got it. Said, Prabhu, don't run. He got him. And he related what Srila Prabhupada said. He said, at least I know they are not eating meat. 3 days later, that devotee was in Los Angeles. And he came to beg Srila Prabhupada, please, I left, please forgive me. Srila Prabhupada said, how did you come back? Prabhupada, you said, at least you know I'm not eating meat. And to this day on, he's with us. It's quite different. Quite different. It's like the founder, Acharya, who's not really a founder, he's a father, or grandfather, like that for us, or great-grandfather for others. This compassion is beyond the nature of being, even being described in scripture. It's completely beyond. Okay. Now coming back to Brahma. Brahma very well knows what's the plan of Krishna. Because this is given yesterday, this wonderful, amazing devotee, His Grace Srinivas Prabhu, was explaining how, you know, Janmadiyasya Yataha, you know, Yaton Bayat, Itarajastri Atu Bhigyana Swarat, Tena Brahma Rida Adikavahya. So he was explaining how Brahma knows the position of Krishna. This is the first verse in the Bhagavatam, and this is the 10th canto. So how is it that Brahma becomes bewildered after 9 cantos and knowing the position of Krishna? Because Brahma fully understands the plan of the Supreme Lord. How is it? So that's the question to be asked. So the answer to that question is that Brahma, despite knowing the supremacy of Krishna, he could not enter and participate in Krishna Leela. It is like, I have personal experience with various devotees. You know, one particular devotee I offended gravely. This may be 20 years ago. And several years later I realized I offended him and I begged forgiveness. By begging forgiveness from this devotee, he's now one of my best friends in ISKCON. one of my best friends in ISKCON. So Brahma, in his so-called unfavorable consciousness, wanted to test Krishna. But then he'll become an intimate associate of Krishna by doing that, by begging forgiveness. He will become. Not in that current position of Brahma, which we'll explain now. See? So therefore, sometimes a devotee, including like Narada Muni, they want to enter and participate in Krishna's pastimes, but they cannot. This is Brahma. It's Narada Muni. Om Namo Narayana. It's not Shyama Sundar. See? So therefore, it is noted that this particular bewilderment of Brahma and sort of, in inverted commas, testing Krishna is for a purpose that Brahma will benefit to enter into a Krishna Leela in another way. In another way. And although Brahma is praying, you know, you are my mother, you are my father. You know, you please forgive me. But Krishna is Krishna. He's not Narayan who can forgive as the Supreme Lord. This is a coward boy. And Brahma is saying, you're my father. Krishna is saying, what's wrong with him? I'm a coward boy. He's calling me father. It changes the consciousness of the Leela. See, it changes the consciousness. So Krishna is saying, although you recognize me as that I'm your father, but I'm not that father. I'm not this Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, you know. I'm Krishna. I'm a coward boy. Because he has to maintain the status quo of the consciousness of the Leela. Yeah. So in Chaitanya Bhagavad, it is well known, Keha Bale Chaturmukha Yena Haridasa Keha Bale Praladera Yena Parakasa. That someone said that this, you know, Haridas Thakur is the four-headed Brahma. And somebody else may say, well, Brahma is also a manifestation of, at least Haridas Thakur is also a manifestation of Prahlad Maharaj. So there's multiple identities in one personality. And what is that? Namacharya Haridas Thakur is an ocean of compassion, which is Srila Prabhupada, who represents also Prahlad Maharaj. See, when somebody is compassionate, you do not have to beg forgiveness from them. When somebody is compassionate, you know you have to beg forgiveness from them. When somebody is compassionate, you may not feel like begging forgiveness from them, and they are still compassionate to you. Then the feeling of begging forgiveness will come thereafter, after they bestow their compassion. Like I gave with this devotee distributing books in Chicago airport and inspired the devotee, you know, please come to Prabhupada, by Prabhupada making that statement. So one should not wait for somebody to beg forgiveness from you. One should actually bestow one's compassion. And you should change. Don't expect the other devotee to change, although you have been offended by that devotee. That's the best way. But you have to feel that personally. You have to feel that personally. So then again, you know, Brahma, you know, he's desiring the association of Krishna. But he is Brahma. He cannot participate in the Leela. He just offended Krishna by taking away Krishna's associates. I mean, so to speak, he never really did, but you know, he did in a way, the Maya parts, you know, which we discussed over the last several weeks and a month or so, during Kartik also, like that. So, when Brahma is becoming purified, he has an internal desire to associate with Krishna in Krishna Leela. And And His Grace Mukunda Datta Prabhu, our head pujari, wonderfully explained several days ago that Brahma actually will become a maidservant. Will become a? Which is mentioned in Brahma Samhita. Brahma is mentioning about himself as a maidservant in Vrajalila. But before that, Brahma has to do something else. Brahma has to transform his consciousness beautifully to enter into Krishna Leela by coming through into Chaitanya Leela as Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. Yes. Now, Srila Prabhupada is quoted in the purport here. Srila Prabhupada says, it is naturally concluded that the mother of Brahma is Narayana, not Shyamasundara Krishna. So on these grounds, Brahma is requesting, please forgive me. But Krishna cannot transform into Narayana. He cannot do that. Because it will disturb the flow of this beautiful pastime of the Brahma Vimohana Leela. So Krishna is a coward boy. He cannot act as mother, neither can he act as father. But he can act in another way. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi. He can act as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in relationship to, and Prabhupada mentions it in the Chaitanya Charanamrita, in his summary for the chapter of the passing away of Haridas Thakur. He says, and Brahma Haridas. He says, and Brahma Haridas Thakur. He mentions specifically Brahma Haridas Thakur. Right there. And how is Brahma pleading and begging, you are my mother. And that form of Krishna who came as the mother is none other than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. None other than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And beautiful verse. Beautiful verse. Of the passing away of Namacharya Haridas Thakur. Haridasera Tanu Prabhu Koila Laila Uttana. This is an Antya Leela, Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 11, verse 59. Haridasera Tanu Prabhu Kole Laila Uttana. Angane nachane nachena prabhu prema vistahana. Very nice, amazing. That this kole laila uttana. Kole means on the lap, on the lap. Raising the form of Namacharya Haridas Thakur in the yard and starts dancing. Nachane. Mahaprabhu personally takes the form of Namacharya Haridas Thakur and keeps on his lap and then he lifts up. That's a mother. That is a mother. See? And similarly in other places, as I know, that if a baby is in the womb of a mother, it's practically on the lap within the womb of the mother. It's kind of like that because of the affection of the mother. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the form of Haridas Thakur and placed on his lap. And he rose and he danced as if Haridas Thakur is a baby. Danced and danced and danced. Amazingly, you know. So this morning, His Holiness Bhakti Anugraha Anugraha Janardhan Swami Maharaj, he sort of said some excerpt from Srila Prabhupada, and I'll read the full excerpt that he nicely read this morning. Today is the apparent appearance day of Lord Jesus Christ. It's called Christmas Day. And Srila Prabhupada mentions it, so I'm connecting it to Brahma and Haridas Thakur. Prabhupada gives a beautiful purport in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 11, text 55, and here it is. There are many examples in history of devotees of the Lord who risked their lives for the preaching of God consciousness. The favorite example is Lord Jesus Christ. The favorite example, Prabhupada's favorite. He was crucified by the non-devotees, but he sacrificed his life for spreading God consciousness. Of course, it would be superficial to understand that he was killed. Similarly, in India, also there are many examples, such as Thakur Haridas and Prahlad Maharaj. Why such risk? Because they wanted to spread Krishna consciousness and it is difficult. So you should note here that Prabhupada is including Jesus Christ because he wanted to spread Krishna consciousness, not just God consciousness. He includes him because his father is Christ, which is Christos in Greek, translated to the original Sanskrit as Krishna, whose Prabhupada mentions in the Science of Self-Realization. A Krishna conscious person knows that if a man is suffering, it is due to his forgetfulness of his eternal relationship with Krishna, not just God. Therefore, the highest benefit one can render to human society is relieving one's neighbor from all material problems. Thou should love thy neighbor as yourself. In such a way, a pure devotee is engaged in the service of the Lord. Now we can imagine how merciful Krishna is to those engaged in his service, risking everything for him, like Namacharya Haridas Thakur, Jesus Christ, Prahlad Maharaj, and the followers of Srila Prabhupada. Of course, Srila Prabhupada himself also. Therefore, it is certain that such persons must reach the supreme planet after leaving the body. Excuse me. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare. Thank you. Once amongst them was one or two newspaper reporters and some other interviewers came to meet Srila Prabhupada and speak with him. So some disciples were there with him, and excuse me. Of course, you know, somebody who comes and interviews any personality, what you speak of the greatest of personalities like Srila Prabhupada, they do their homework. They find out about the person and so forth. So they were very impressed with Srila Prabhupada that he wrote so many books, practically at that time 60 books plus. And even the regular authors in the material world will not write so many books. And also, the first canto Srimad Bhagavatam is like 1,200 some odd pages, you know. And that's very impressive. So they were very impressed with Srila Prabhupada. Yeah. And they started glorifying Srila Prabhupada. And one of them said, how did you do this? It's humanly not possible. It's not normal. How did you do this? So some of the enthusiastic disciples, in different places they heard it differently, because Prabhupada repeated the same thing in other places also. So some of the enthusiastic disciples, you know, one of them went close to the one of those reporters or interviewer, and he said, you know, which Prabhupada didn't hear. He said, no, my spiritual master, referring to Prabhupada, is personally inspired by God. And he didn't use the word Krishna. Because he's feeling that he should make him comfortable, he's from the West, and the word God is more appropriate and so forth. So Prabhupada was hearing. And then that person, he whispered, he said to the interviewer, this devotee, disciple, he said, you know, just like Moses. And the interviewer, like, almost, huh? You are equating your guru, your spiritual master, to Moses? And Moses is second to none. There's only one Moses who gave the Ten Commandments, which Prabhupada quoted, and Jesus Christ said, thou shalt not kill, which is one of the Ten Commandments, getting from Moses. Now, nobody equates a personality to the level of Moses. You're asking for something. You're asking for some explanation here. Like that. So the disciples, you know, were glorifying Srila Prabhupada. But this caught this one particular interviewer. You know, they're saying that he's like Moses. You know? So they asked Srila Prabhupada, that interview, they sang like this. Srila Prabhupada said, no, I am not like him. He's like, Srila Prabhupada sort of like said it in a matter of fact way. You know, it's not so important. It's not so important. I am not like him. So the interviewer felt relieved that Srila Prabhupada, in his humility, is saying that, no, I'm not like him. Because Prabhupada knows about Moses. He went to Scottish Church's college in his school days, you know. He knows about Christianity. Yeah. I'm not like him. Like that. Then the interviewers, you know, like, started pushing a little bit more. So what is it? Srila Prabhupada said, I'm not like him. Srila Prabhupada said, then Prabhupada was favorable to him. He said, God is dictating and I am writing. There's no inspiration here. It's not like a burning bush that speaks to you, you know, to Moses. This is complete personalism. Like that. God is dictating and I am writing. And Srila Prabhupada confirms this in a purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That the acharya, he personally sits and Krishna speaks and he writes in relation to Srila Krishna Das, Kaviraj Goswami and other acharyas. Prabhupada confirms this in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Prabhupada said similar things to one of his personal servants, Nanda Kumar Prabhu. Krishna is dictating. There he said, you know, to his disciple, because he used the word, Krishna is dictating and I am writing. And this is in relation to, the same instruction they got from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That if we ever get money, simply write books and print books in the English. Same, in keeping with the Guru Parampara. Same instruction, in keeping with the Guru Parampara. So we shall take some comments or questions, and then I'll conclude with one final anecdote.
Hare Krishna,
please. Everyone knows Prithu Prabhu, a very senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada. He gives us his mercy by and his wisdom.
So, on this issue, since you mentioned Prabhupada's talking about Jesus,
it's interesting. Prabhupada always asks the same question in every conversation. The first question is, what is your philosophy? Prabhupada always asks. Somebody said to him, So indeed, we know the Satya Sahaba. I was I never heard of him. Who's that? And so he said, what is his philosophy?
Prabhupada. Yes.
He says he's God. Oh, Prabhupada said, I will receive God. We have a picture of God with me. Prabhupada said, all ugly men. Krishna is now a yoga shy, he's always young. We can't keep him. So I must so maybe it's funny. But coming back to this in Germany, there was this very popular professor of theology.
Where? Where?
In Germany.
Okay.
So Prabhupada always asks the same question, what is the philosophy? He talked about the only Jesus can say, you know what it comes to, but all this, you know. And then Prabhupada, after some time, Prabhupada very silent, and the man said, Swami, what do you think? The Prabhupada said, 2,000 years have passed, and still you don't understand Jesus. You know, and then
wonderful.
I was right there, right? You changed that. And so this fellow was shocked, and Prabhupada said, if you know Jesus, he said, you know Krishna. And if you know Krishna, you know Jesus. And when you say that you want to worship Jesus, you have to worship Krishna, because he's the Father and he's the Son.
Yes.
If you love Jesus, you must have Krishna. And then he said, now if you tell me that you want to love only Jesus and not Krishna, that means you have no knowledge.
Ah.
And that was a very important point.
Wonderful.
No knowledge.
Yes.
2,000 years past.
Yes.
In Sri
Ramana. Thank you. It reminded me of that extension of that interview with Srila Prabhupada. So after the interviewers left, one of the devotees were there to attend to them, you know, give them some prasad and so forth like that. So one of them were really impressed that your guru is more than Moses, you know. That God directly speaks to him, not inspired. Then the disciple said, yes. So then, and then this interview was impressed, he asked this disciple, this is outside of that now, you know, because Prabhupada is gracious, give them some prasad and so on. Yeah. So the interview asked this devotee, do you follow the 10 commandments? So the devotee said, we are the only ones who are following the 10 commandments. We're the only ones who are following Moses and Jesus Christ. So an interview, okay. Amazing. Thank you very much. I just thought to support what you're saying, you know.
I'll give you the reference.
Huh?
I'll give you the reference later.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah. Anyone else has a comment? You chanting japa too? Hare Krishna. I'm asking you a question.
Your hands at the feet bag is asking if you're chanting japa while you're listening to Bhagavatam. You're only holding it.
Oh. Is that the truth or a white lie? White lie is okay.
He's an old man now.
You know, Srila Prabhupada was giving a Bhagavatam class. And one of the devotees, he thought it impressed Prabhupada, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Prabhupada said, stop that! He said, either you hear me or you hear your japa. If you hear your japa, go somewhere else. Because you have to be attentive in what you're doing. Attentive. Okay, we'll take your question. Hare Krishna. You know, if you chant your japa while in Bhagavatam class, you're doing disservice to both. You're doing disservice to the holy name and you're doing disservice to Vyasadeva and the Srimad Bhagavatam. So you should choose which one you want to be more attentive to. Not that you do disservice to both in the Bhagavatam class. What's your nice question? Everyone knows him well, right? What's his name again? He's doing bhajan. Okay, go ahead.
Brahma, when he came in Chaitanya Leela as Haridas, so then who was on the post of Brahma that time?
Who was on the?
The post of Brahma.
who was on the post of Brahma. Now, can I make it more complicated for you, your question? It's very easy to make it complicated. You see, Gopinath Acharya. You know Gopinath Acharya? Who knows Gopinath? Gopinath Acharya is the son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Gopinath Acharya. Now, Gopinath Acharya is also an incarnation of Brahma. You don't believe me? You better believe me, it's a Chaitanya Charitamrita. But Gopinath Acharya is an incarnation of Brahma, who is an Avesh expansion of Mahavishnu, who took the place of Brahma when Brahma went back, as was explained by His Holiness Bhakti Ashraya Vaishnavanaj. That Brahma is an expansion of Mahavishnu. See? Then you can ask me a question. So what happened to that Mahavishnu? He came as Gopinath Acharya. Then you can ask me that question. So I'm just throwing some more masala in the thing. Is we okay so far? We all right? Now, Namacharya Haridas Thakur's lifespan is not even one moment of Brahma's time. See? It's not even 1/11th of a second, Lava Matra of Brahma's time. So if Brahma blinks, Brahma blinks. When he's blinking, then that blinking of his eyelid and opening is the expanded form of Namacharya Haridas Thakur's lifetime. Have I answered your question? Have I answered your question?
Somewhat.
Let it digest a little, Let it digest a little bit and you'll catch it. I didn't hear the gong of the bell yet. Prabhu, one second. We have to honor and respect the Vaishnavis and the Matajis in the back. Anyone has question at the back? Vaishnavis, Matajis. So remember, Gopinath Acharya is not an incarnation of Chaturmukha Brahma. He's an incarnation of that expanded form of Mahavishnu who took the place of Brahma when there's no qualified Brahma to take the place post of Brahma. It's a little different. He's one of the Navavyuhas, which includes Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Sankarshan, Navavyuhas. 9 expansions of Krishna. Yes, Prabhu? What's your nice name?
Vasu Shrestha.
Vasu
Shrestha.
Shrestha. Prabhu. Okay, go ahead.
Thanks for beautiful lecture. My question is, as you said, Brahma will enter the past time of Krishna as a great servant.
Srila Prabhupada, I just want to qualify that. Srila Prabhupada said, you cannot enter into Krishna Leela. You can only enter into Krishna Leela through Chaitanya Leela. And that's what happened to Brahmanya. So I'll just give one more thing and then I'll take your question further. Yeah. And Srila Prabhupada said, when one disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, how do I enter into Krishna Leela? It was a very innocent, naive question due to lack of experience in Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada accepted those questions. Then Srila Prabhupada said, for you to enter into Krishna Leela, you have to get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then the disciple asked, so Srila Prabhupada, how do we get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Then Srila Prabhupada replied, then you have to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Then the disciple asked, but Srila Prabhupada, how do we get the mercy of Lord Nityananda? Then Srila Prabhupada, eyes open wide. And he said, then you have to go out and preach to people like Jagai and Madai. Which Lord Nityananda did. Continue with your second part of your question. I just clarified the first part.
You already answered the question.
I already answered the question. Next question.
question was like every devotee like after perfection goes to this channel or like only Brahma is
only?
Only Brahma does this or that or?
Let me ask you a question. You are a wonderful, nice devotee. Before you came to ISKCON and to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and his followers, did you hear of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in your life?
No.
That's the problem. We are not that kind of Hindus, you know. See? So that's the proper way to enter into Krishna Leela. Through the mercy of the Panchatattva and through the mercy of those who represent the Panchatattva, which is Srila Prabhupada and his followers. Actually speaking, to tell you frankly, we have to consider ourselves so fortunate, so fortunate. So, this fortune cannot be explained, that we are connected with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada, as the founder Acharya of the International Society for. We are so fortunate that He has given Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the world, so that we can not be qualified to enter into Krishna Leela, but we can progress in a natural way through Chaitanya Leela and enter into Krishna Leela. Now, not that we qualified, but Prabhupada, we're very fortunate to be connected to Srila Prabhupada. Is that okay?
Thanks.
So now you know who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is because of Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. It's also significant in this regard that Prabhupada, at the time of the installation of the deities in the temple,
yes,
he said, now you can go to Lord Chaitanya Lord Nityananda. So pray to Lord Nityananda.
Yes.
He said, go and go to Radha Krishna. And their own leader.
Mm-hmm.
He cares for this particular purpose.
Yes,
and
wonderful.
In a practical application, thousands of people crowd in front of Radha Krishna, one of them says, it's a long way around.
Yes, you have to go first to Gaur Nithai. Wonderful. Thank you very much. Is that all right, Prabhu? It's a lesson for me also, because I'm also attracted to, especially Radharani, yeah, but I have to follow what he tells me. So I have to go first here. Yeah. Is that okay? We will conclude on something short and then... You have your hand up, Mataji. Can I give the microphone to this Mataji in the back? I know you, but I kind of slipped the name. What's your name again?
My name is Satyavati Dasi.
Okay, I know you well. Go ahead, so, Satyavati.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for a wonderful lecture. I want to ask you, is it, we are already in Chaitanya Leela, we are participating because we are following to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, we are preaching, we are distributing books about Him, and preaching about Him, can we say that we are already in Chaitanya Leela because we are following the Yuga Dharma of Kali Yuga?
I would humbly say this, since you have revealed your own consciousness, so Satyavati, right, your name? So Satyavati Devi Dasi is in Chaitanya Leela. So if Satyavati Devi Dasi bestows a mercy upon me, then one day I will may feel that I am also in Chaitanya Leela. But right now I am in ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which Prabhupada says in Chaitanya Chaitanya Purport, it's one of the branches of the Chaitanya tree. So in that sense, I may not be in Chaitanya Leela as you are, but I am in ISKCON and I'm still struggling to be a worthy member within ISKCON. So if you bless me, then I will realize that ISKCON is a special branch of the Sri Chaitanya tree. Is that okay? Are you blessing me? She didn't bless me, I'm begging. Please bless me.
No, please, I need your blessing.
She's a Kripala. She's miser. You must give blessings. Don't only take, you must give. Bless me. I deserve blessings at least, you know. Anyway, I'll wait. I'm patient for blessings. Okay, so just to conclude, not a conclusion, but just for today. Yeah. Where are we? About Vrindavan. His Holiness Girard Swami recalls the first time he entered Vrindavan. It was maybe in 1970-71 or so. So that time Srila Prabhupada posted his Grace Gurudas Prabhu as being in charge of the project during the construction time. But prior to that, they were together in Delhi. Prabhupada made them jump off the train and say, start a center. Like this. It's in the Lilamrita. Yeah. So when he came here, His Holiness Girard Swami, where was I? Yeah. Yes, when he came here first time to Vrindavan to meet Gurudas Prabhu, he actually felt something different about the place. And he felt something like, you know, it's as if Krishna and the coward boys and the cows are like here. It's amazing, he felt that. So he wasn't sure in his consciousness whether it's like that. He thought, maybe it's my mental, my stuff, you know. Maybe I just read in Krishna book and that's carrying me here or something. I wasn't sure. So then he kept it to himself. Then he went to Juhu. And then he went to Mumbai. At the time there was no Juhu. And to meet Srila Prabhupada, like that. And then Srila Prabhupada asked him about his visit to Vrindavan. Like that. And then he explained to Srila Prabhupada that it's my first visit, but I somehow felt that, you know, Krishna and the coward boys and the cows, because this is in relation to Brahma here also, they're close, you know, I feel that they were there. Again. And Srila Prabhupada was so encouraging. And Srila Prabhupada sort of mentioned the same fact in another way, encouraging His Holiness Girard Swami. And here's Srila Prabhupada's words. It articulated what Girard Swami said. And Srila Prabhupada said that when we are in Vrindavan, we don't see Krishna now, but we can feel His presence. Very nicely. When we are in Vrindavan, we don't see Krishna now, but we can feel His presence. Amazingly how Srila Prabhupada said that. So for us in some way, I related this to Srila Prabhupada to myself. I never met Srila Prabhupada. I haven't seen him. Like that. So in some way for myself is that, you know, I may not see Srila Prabhupada, but however I can feel Srila Prabhupada's presence through his followers, through his books, through his lectures. Well, even at times, I also feel Srila Prabhupada's personal presence. You know, even a personal presence. It's the same thing. So one is like a mental situation from the mind. And the other is the language of the heart. That you can feel something, although you cannot see with this eyes, or you cannot see with the material mind. But you can feel it. So Srila Prabhupada said, that is Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada ki, Anantakuri Vaishnav Vrindi ki, Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Natai Go Premanande Hari Hari Bo.